Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Aileen Drexler, Jordana Abraham, and Sammy Sage. Before they were business partners, they were close friends who've known each other since elementary school.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Get to know the women who've been making us laugh since 2011.
Who allowed you to take my breath away?
This is At Betches.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Aileen.
I'm Jordana.
And I'm Sammy. And today, the three of us are recording from our hotel in California. We have so much to talk about. Last night, we went to the U Up show. It was so much fun. And then we were going to get into some pop culture topics.
Yeah.
We're like, what day? It's very early for us on the West Coast. Although, I'm kind of like, I don't know what time it is because it's like,
we're confused.
And now I've been here since like Saturday. So I'm like, I'm kind of like not on East Coast time anymore. But
so I'm like so on East Coast times and I'm like just confused and exhausted. And my flight was just delayed. I'm supposed to leave tonight.
But it's better. I actually think it's not that annoying unless you have somewhere to be. I mean, I guess you have a kid.
It is annoying because I have to wake up at the same time the next day.
Right.
I'm hoping Rusty will just
maybe you can sleep on the plane a little bit.
Oh boy.
But yeah, I feel like there's a lot of, I'm a little anxious about our flight tonight if it leaves on time.
I think it'll be okay.
You have nothing to base that on besides the two flights that you were already
hope.
Yeah, the two flights within our group that have already been moved that it's not.
Well, let's talk about the U Up show, Jordana. How do you feel it went? Because we were in the crowd. I was shouting. Everyone seemed like they were having a good time, but how was it for you?
It was great. It was, it's always such a fun show. It's fun to get people up there. It's fun to like see the differences between like each city and like the issues that people have with the people with dating in every city. And every city thinks their city is the worst to date in.
Really?
Yeah.
San Francisco thought they were the worst.
Yeah, everyone thinks they're the worst. Well, in San Francisco, they have a saying that they're like people told us about, which is like the odds are good, but the goods are odd. So like I think there's a lot more men than women. There's a lot more men than women, but like they're weird. Or something. It's like,
oh, interesting.
Okay, but at least that sounds like you might just get like a little bit of a weird gem of a guy, you know, like the odds are good.
Well, they were like, so you're gonna get like someone. The San Francisco guys are like tech bros.
I was and gonna then, say like, it's like tech.
Yeah. Or like they're like either really nerdy or really like techie and rich and douchey. And then in LA, the whole thing is like no one has a real job, which.
Yeah, that was definitely the vibe. It's like you want to be a model or an influencer and no one has a 9-to-5.
Yeah. I kind of feel like of all the ones that, you know, when people say like their city's the hardest, I actually do think that LA might be one of the hardest because of both the fact that like the guys are all like social climbing or not all. I don't want to.
So are the girls probably too, LA though. I think it's like all the people, everyone.
There's always like a younger crowd coming. You know, there's always like more people moving in.
There's always a younger, hotter person around. Everyone here is so good looking that I feel like I would be like, I couldn't handle it. I need to go somewhere.
somewhere uglier.
Yes.
San Francisco, maybe. Mm-hmm. I think it's like people are like too social climbing for like you have like the New York level of lack of commitment and then you have it like multiplied because people are trying to find the next best thing. And then there's just like no spontaneity. And so like, where are you going to meet someone? That's what I don't really understand. Like everyone just sort of goes.
Should have brought you
like,
on stage. I mean,
I'm sure they would have wanted to. Yeah. No, it's just like, I just don't get where you would ever have a chance meeting of someone. Maybe the gym.
No, I don't feel like people chance meet people anymore. Maybe they do it like pre-games. I feel like that was where, like, in our generation, that was, like, where you would...
But wouldn't you kind of, like... I agree with you that pre-games would be sort of, like, the, you know, or parties. But I feel like here, because everything's very social climbery and exclusive, people only want certain people at their parties. So it's, like, the chance of encountering a random person you don't already know, I don't really know when it would happen.
I'm sure there's pockets of normal people somewhere. Like when they're
doing
their own
thing.
They
definitely are normal people. They're definitely normal people, but maybe they're not like the mass of people you see on a dating app because they don't look like, maybe they're the ones you'd overlook on a dating app because they don't have.
You thought about moving to LA. Does that make you like, would you be like worried about your kids dating in LA?
No, because like maybe my kids would go move to a different city. You know, I wouldn't be like, oh, you must come back to LA.
Maybe they'd leave and it would be fine.
Or like, who knows? Like people, it's not like no one in LA can get into a relationship. It's like,
that's true. You know, we definitely also, get a, who knows a certain if like sample.
The kid would like LA. I think LA is a good place to be if you're like settled and established. And
yeah.
Although question. Most people who move what, here what's, aren't.
What's New York people's like biggest
I think New York issue. People, because New York is such a big city. It's much bigger than any of these other cities.
In terms of how many people?
In terms of the amount of people, that there's so many options that everyone feels very disposable. We get that a lot. And then also that the guys are like these like finance like assholes, which like a lot of them are. But like, I mean, it's funny because like when we live
there's
there.
So we're
like,
yeah, a lot of them are. Finance assholes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because we live there, we're like, oh, of course there's a lot of those people. But of course there's so many other people because right. we live there. So we know we don't live in a stereotype.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Which is the same thing then, I guess, for other people who are listening who are from LA.
Exactly.
But do you think that, okay, anyone listening from LA, I would love to hear you weigh in on, like, how true is, do you feel the stereotype of, like, it's only actors and models and agents, you know, where are the normies? Let us know where we can find the LA normies.
Speaking of things that aren't normal, we get Evian at this hotel.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand Evian because it's like, it doesn't taste good, but it's very like elite brand somehow. I don't really understand
I like an Evian mister, you know, when you like spray it on your face.
When you're not tasting it.
Yeah, well, yeah. It. It's 7.2 pH balance is like a big thing on their thing.
Who owns Evian?
No. There's like an aftertaste.
Nestle Toolhouse.
I just don't like it. It's like, I would prefer any other. I literally would prefer, I think, any other brand.
It is Nestle?
Aquafina, Dasani. No, I'm asking you, is it Nestle?
I would not prefer Dasani.
I don't like Dasani, but I also, I think they're equally bad.
Dasani is like a relatively newer brand, let's say. You would think at some point they were like.
That's owned by Pepsi.
I think they are owned by Pepsi.
I feel like we're really involved in the water wars. That's why we got sent to IKEA.
Oh, yes. Wait, we should. Okay, wait. We do talk about water. That Waikia water that we were sent because of this podcast. Thank you so much to Waikia from Hawaii. It's volcanic water. It's so good. It is like, it doesn't taste the same as other water. Tridana, do you agree?
It's very good. Yeah, I really
like
it.
Not sponsored. Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Just grateful.
Yes, gifted. Not sponsored. I'm glad we have a voice in the water bottle wars.
Okay, I just wonder, like, Dasani, again, relatively new brand, like, we were alive when it was created. Was no one doing taste tests? Was no one saying, you know, this just isn't as good as the Poland Spring that is killing the market, right? You know,
it's also funny that we're, like, debating all the waters and which tastes the best, like, their water. It's crazy. I
know. At the end of the day, like, what's more important than water? Like, you could live without all this other shit, but you actually need the water.
Ice coffee is more important than water. Yeah.
Seriously.
We could debate that, too.
It's one of those days. I'm excited to get, like, 5 beverages after this podcast.
I'm getting
like,
a Diet Coke.
I want, like, a coffee. I want, like, maybe, like, a green juice.
Yes.
A water.
I'm with you.
Like, a different
now
water.
Now that my flight's delayed, I have many exciting
That's
things
That's the best,
ahead.
When you have, like, 4 drinks in front of you and then maybe, like, a Bloody Mary or something.
I love it. Ooh. Let's talk about some celebs we saw. And then get into all the pop culture news. Okay.
Should I whip out my list?
Sammy made a list of all her sightings, our sightings, but also her. Okay. You saw some good ones while Alexa and I were.
It feels like you're fishing here. Like I caught a big one. I got a big one by the door.
A big mackerel.
Yeah, there, right? And then I stalked it and I stalked it.
And I reeled her in.
Right. It's funny because we went out last night and we didn't really see anyone. You could tell Julia was like,
she was so pissed.
Julia was like, we came all this way. We didn't even catch anything.
She's like, why are you talking about me? We're talking about how you're disappointed with the lack of celebrities last night. I could see her looking around being like, do we get another drink? If there was a celebrity here, we'd be ordering another drink. 100%. We would be staying.
Seriously. So, Sam, are you going to whip out your list? What's happening?
Yesterday morning, while we were having breakfast, we saw Ellen Pompeo. We saw Josh Flagg.
That is, Ellen Pompeo is a really good sighting.
That's, I think, like.
I missed
the,
it. I'm
that's the best sighting we had, arguably. Although some would disagree. No, I know. Well, that's up for debate, you know, because our other sighting at pre-dinner was Chris Hemsworth.
Yes, that was the best one.
That was cool. That was the only one really I've seen.
If anybody's wondering, yeah, if anybody's wondering.
He doesn't facetune. It's real.
Quite attractive.
Oh, and you saw someone else, right, by the pool?
Ben Stein.
The guy in Ferris Bueller who's like, Bueller?
Arguably the longest career of anyone we're talking about.
True. Very
factual,
respectable.
He's, right?
He was, yeah.
He's in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
He recognized him. He's definitely older.
We saw Steve Urkel.
We did see
another long career.
Urkel. And who else?
The man who played Jimmy Barrett on Mad Men.
Yeah, the Utz guy. No, that's what I said. I hit you. I hit you. I was like, oh my God. She's like, the Utz guy from Mad Men.
And I'm like, I can't believe I know. I remember what you're talking about offhand.
Jimmy Barrett. It's so good.
And then there was, they should bring back autograph books. Then there were some, like, you know, minor people who.
They have a Disney World.
No, really? LA, like, is Disney World, you know.
The characters are just for, people. Yeah.
For pop culture.
Yeah. It's really exciting.
We didn't have any Kardashian sightings, unfortunately. But
I've had my eyes peeled for Pete Davidson. What's his name? You know, one of our colleagues at Gallo, when last time he was here, he saw Pete Davidson here at this hotel when we were last time.
Really?
But cool. I was not there because I was busy doing the morning announcements, you know, the things we missed for work.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning. And that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Speaking of Pete Davidson, I think that's a good segue into our Julia Hart convo, actually, because a few weeks ago, I proclaimed that Pete Davidson was sleeping his way to the top. And then, Sammy, you continued to read Julia Hart's book, and she makes a comment about how no one says that about men?
You did, and I read that literally, like, hours after you made that comment.
I'm so progressive, I can't even handle it.
Yeah, so she wrote in the book, no one ever says that a man sleeps his way to the top, because she was trying to obviously, like, you know, make that point.
It's funny you chose to segue to Julia Hart after Pete Davidson when we have a Pete Davidson story.
Oh, sorry. I was looking to segue into the thing that confirms my, you know, confirms something I said.
Self-referential.
Yes.
Wait, what is the Pete Davidson story, speaking of?
That Kim waited 6 months to introduce her kids to Pete.
It's not really a story.
That's like more like a line. Well, that's interesting.
It's an anecdote.
Okay, do you want to do Julia or Pete first? Let's do Julia, and then we'll.
I don't think the Kim story is that interesting, right? She just
doing Pete.
She waited 6 months, and she said she went to a therapist, and she's telling us she's a good mom. Okay,
who is Kim's therapist? That's what I want to know.
Imagine being Kim's therapist.
What do you
probably make so much money?
Yeah, you have to be really good.
Do you upcharge Kim Kardashian? No, I feel like that's
not fair. I wonder if they do family therapy.
No, you don't upcharge. You just are an expensive therapist.
Yes.
Right. Fair enough. But how do you think, could you imagine being a therapist and like you look at your patient and it's like Kim Kardashian and they're talking about how do you remain partial?
After one session,
I feel like it would just be hard to like, unless you were a celebrity, to fully, like, understand.
That would be such an interesting, but what kind of celebrity is, like, I'm going to go into celebrity psychology.
That's a cool area, actually.
You know what would be such an interesting book about, like, celebrity psychologist?
Yes.
Like, sort of like, maybe you should talk to someone, but the celebrity psychologist does it?
I would and love
it would
to
be so
that.
Interesting, right?
Maybe yeah. I think they wouldn't be able to write about it. Yeah.
But, like, no anonymous names.
Anonymous, but you would be able to figure it out.
Yeah, you could figure it out.
It would be like a book of blind items.
That would be so
and, like, great. Violations of the Hippocratic Oath as well.
Totally.
Sammy loves books of blind items.
Do I?
Yeah. Okay, wait. So should we talk about Julia Hart then? So what's the news with her?
Okay, this is what I think happened here. So Julia Hart wants to use a venue owned by Silvio, the man you've seen on the show, to host a pro-choice fundraiser for Beto O'Rourke. Silvio doesn't want to let her do this for whatever reason, whether it's political or vengeful or whatever, or just he's not into it or it's too much money or whatever it is. I think he doesn't want her probably like spending on it because she famously spends a lot of money. So now she has to notify him if she's going to use the venue 10 days in advance. I think it seems that she can have the fundraiser.
I think Julia Hart is trying to be like the Jewish Kris Jenner, and she's like trying to like
of course, feed these stories right, like, in the show.
Right. So she's trying to like feed these stories like to the press, but like this isn't a good story.
Well, I think it's interesting. I think she thinks it's a good story because she's like, oh, like former Orthodox woman, like trying to rebel and like host, you know, like political, right. Like she's making a political statement by doing a pro-choice fundraiser for like a liberal, a Democrat.
Yeah. To me, this is all just like, it's so calculated of like, it's more, it's almost like, I think it's more than even wanting to host this thing for the liberal person. It's like, I want to be in the news and how can I like do something controversial right. to like sell to the, to like pitch to the press so that we're in the news so that we stay relevant so that again, I can eventually become like a Kardashian level family with like that level of notoriety. Like I do think it's all very like calculated, but it's already been done before.
Right. I also just feel like her kids are like nicer like than that. Like, you know, they're very like I can't see them like ruthlessly becoming like Kim Kardashian.
I don't know. You know? They feel like their kids are like they didn't look great on the show. Like they do look like they're all like they all work for her, which also right, like didn't right. look good for the company. Like
they're not the next yeah. cards.
The flash mob.
Right. I think, yeah, right. But she did want to be the next Kardashian. Like that was very clearly what she was going for. And I also, I finished her book, obviously. And I think she says that a lot of her spending that she would do like earlier in her getting out of the community and like launching her career, that she like spent because she thought that it created an image like she was rich, like essentially like a very expensive fake it till you make it strategy. And clearly, I think she's still employing that strategy.
Do people care about Julia Hart?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like she's trying to do like chicken or the egg. Like she's selling these stories so that yeah. people now become like
care about
interested
her.
So that she can set herself up for season two. I think she's almost copying Kris Jenner like a little too on the nose.
Yeah.
Like try to create your own thing, not like this thing that's already been done. Like you can tell she's trying to do that. It's like a little annoying.
Like her scandal is this versus right. Kim's was that.
Well, also, I don't know if you guys follow like Mormon TikTok.
Yes.
Mormon mommy
yes,
bloggers.
That girl.
Look, I'm not that big of a weirdo for saying this. I can stand by that.
No, I've heard
there's
about
a
this.
Large cultural, like, you know, there's so many influencers from the Mormon community, first of all. So there's a huge Mormon influencer community. And do you know the Scala, like Rachel Parcell and like the Scala family?
I know Rachel Parcell, but she's not on TikTok, right? There's the one she girl is, that's but- on TikTok, the one that like, the led the dancing and then had the affair and got the divorce.
Yeah. So they're like adjacent, but that's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Parcell and Scala family. Rachel Parcell like is Rachel Scala. They're fascinating. I feel like they're four sisters. They have big families. I feel like they want to be like
Mormon?
The Mormon version of the Kardashians.
That's more interesting to me. I don't know.
Maybe because you're not Mormon.
And they're very, and so very like, wealthy.
Yeah. They're very interesting. You should follow them. They're good.
You know about them. I guess they must be big. Yeah.
Julia told me about them.
Yeah. They do these incredibly dramatic lives. They started doing them recently. It's like for subscribers. So I wonder, are they like building the drama for the subscribers? Are they like playing it up? Very interesting.
We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bass, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Bass. I love my Bass. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my Bass allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Bass has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Bass has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Bass has your personal items covered. Right now, Bass is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
So we have big news. Apparently, Khloe Kardashian has a boyfriend.
Speaking of the real Kardashians.
Speaking of finance bros in New York, but she found one out here. In LA, and apparently she's happy about it. There was like some rumors that she was dating some NBA player. She commented on that Instagram saying like, no, honey, I'm just working on myself. Like, I'm good. I'm not dating anyone. And then literally the next day, it was like leaked that she is sort of hit it off with some private equity investor that she met through Kim and is now like dating this guy. I feel like now there's too much pressure on her to find her like Kravis Keat, right?
Yeah, like she hit it off with a guy. So they went like, what does that mean?
And okay, we were talking about this yesterday. Like, how is this in the news? Kendall broke up with Devin. Like, when do they like decide to make this announcement to the public?
I didn't even know they broke up.
Yesterday. Don't worry. No. You were busy. Well, I don't know if they broke up yesterday. That's when the news came out. Okay. But like, imagine you'll have to set that news free into the wild. Like, you have to make a public announcement about that. Isn't that like,
I'll be honest, their relationship never felt that real to me at all. So
they were this doesn't for a while.
When did you ever like see them do anything? I just don't feel like it was ever that deep.
Seth Rogen.
I don't see it. Is he married? Yeah. I think he is.
He's married.
No. He had a girlfriend he just broke up with.
Oh, see?
I'm thinking Jonah Hill. Sorry. Jonah Hill.
He broke up with that girlfriend?
Yeah, the surfer, they're broken up.
The one that they came to the matching outfits?
I think so.
To that award show?
You know, what is Suri Cruz up to?
Is that Kendall should date?
Who do you want?
I've been thinking about her lately. I don't know. I just feel
what have you been thinking?
What have you been thinking?
I just want to know like what becomes of her. Like, what's her deal?
Her Suri specifically?
Yeah. And the Jolie Pitt kids.
They're definitely not going to be normal because they don't even, I think, like, go to like a one school. Like Suri Cruz goes to like a school. I'm pretty sure she has like a semi-stable kid life. Whereas
right, you don't see her a lot.
Suri, yeah. She seems
good for her. Good for her.
She probably is like living, I bet you she's living like downtown and like going to school.
They do live
downtown
in city,
in New York.
Yeah. Katie Holmes really just kind of like went under the radar after that whole thing. You never really
maybe
heard much
her daughter. But then she dated a bunch of like famous people. She dated like Jamie Foxx for a while.
Do you remember like when Suri Cruz was born and like Shiloh Jolie Pitt was like, those were like two huge celebrity children. I remember being just like,
everyone
was so exciting.
Really excited. Yeah. And now they're all
like 60.
So old. Yeah. What's Jolie's kids' names?
Shiloh is Maddie.
Shiloh looks just like her.
And him.
Yeah.
She has like, she looks exactly like a complete mix of the both.
Should we do a game where we try to name all the kids?
I can't do it.
Who is the oldest one? It was from the he's adopted. What?
This game has ended.
Let's not go in order. Let's go beyond order.
Pax, Maddox, Sahara. Maddox, I think, is the oldest one.
No. Is there an Aiden?
No. There's no Aiden.
It's okay. To the city.
Okay.
There's no Aiden. Is there a big?
The twins are Knox and Vivienne.
Vivienne. I was like Severine, Josephine. Yeah. Yeah, Knox. I think we got it almost.
I think Maddox is the oldest, right?
I think Shiloh's the oldest. Seriously. Oh, Shiloh's their first of
the. Shiloh's the first kid they like had. They to, that's had not together. Adopted.
Didn't they have another? They had Pax and twins. Vivienne together.
No, yeah. Knox and Vivienne.
Knox and Vivienne.
Is adopted
Pax
as well.
Pax is a different one. Okay.
Brad Pitt is coming out with a movie, and he was just like on the cover of GQ, which I thought was weird. I didn't like his pictures, but I still love Brad Pitt. And now he's like very single, I think. And he wrote, there were like some quotes that were pulled from the interview that was like, I've always kind of felt alone in my life. Things like he became sober and he was like depressed for a little bit. Like, I wonder, like, can you see him like having like a public relationship with someone now that he's, you know, out of this?
Why doesn't he get back together with Jen? Is she single?
That's where I'm going.
I think they're still like fucking, but like secretly and non-committally.
I think the fact that he like left her is too embarrassing for her to ever get.
That's
over.
Why it's non-public.
Like, she would be ashamed of
you
her.
You wouldn't do it.
What? If I were her and I was married and then my husband left me for another woman and then adopted all her kids and then had three more with her, I think I would hold on to that maybe.
Right, but what if he signed something? What if he signed something that said, I swear I won't do it again?
I just feel like she can find a hot guy to have sex with that she like wouldn't need to like.
Not sex. I think I could see a relationship.
I think she loves him. I think she's not done. Like, she wasn't done with him.
I think there's too much that's happened.
It's not over.
Between them.
Still isn't over. I think.
It wasn't over. It still isn't.
And it's so interesting because he really left her for someone like very, very different. I wonder, you know, I'm sure she's had a lot of therapy with a celebrity therapist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She could go in the book.
That, like, photo shoot, like, right after. That was such a scandal. So crazy how much everyone cared about
that. He did a photo shoot with who, Angie?
He did a photo. They are like, there was like a fake photo shoot of like the two of them that was like for like the movie or something like that. And like, it was like right after they got divorced. And it was, I don't know. It was very sad for her.
Yeah.
Poor Jen.
Very sad. But she's been married since.
No, she hasn't.
Yeah, she got married to Justin Theroux.
They got married?
Yeah.
I thought they were just dating.
But then they broke up.
Oh. They seem like very friendly.
I feel like she and Brad are going to
I can
be
see
like,
it. Only I because. Now we have precedent with J-Lo and Ben. What's their name?
They Baffleck? Couldn't have done it without the overturning of the precedent.
Ben-Lo? What's their name together?
Bennifer.
Bennifer. Ben-Lo. Yeah, I can see it. Like, guys, I feel like it might happen.
Angelina hasn't dated anyone either that we know of. I'm sure she's doing stuff, though.
She reads to me as such, like, a solo person. Not as, like, a... I can't see
I
her,
think
like,
that's why he likes her.
Good.
I feel like that's probably he was into her because she was like doing her own thing.
No, guys, wasn't she rumored to be dating The Weeknd? Didn't you? Don't I remember that?
Angelina Jolie? No.
I didn't know that.
That was Selena Gomez.
She kind of is. No. Yeah. Not, maybe it wasn't The Weeknd. Alexa, who was it? Do you remember? Yeah, The Weeknd. God, I'm going to Google it. Hold on.
There's
telling you.
There's just no way.
It was real.
I don't think that was, I would have remembered that. I think maybe you had a dream.
Guys, yeah. No, look at all of this. Are Angelina Jolie and The Weeknd dating?
It's a speculation.
Look at them. They're holding hands.
Where there's smoke, there's
no,
fire.
No, they're not. What are you talking about? That's a split screen photo.
Where their hands
like
touching.
One next to each other.
No, they went
How
out
many
together.
People do you think, Shetta?
She's walking. They're literally
she's walking
together.
Six feet behind him.
Yeah, well, they're going on a date.
This is not how I go on a date with someone.
Why wouldn't you go on a date like this?
Where I walk 6 feet behind the person I'm on a date with?
Yeah, because they're trying to
well,
be shady.
Actually, I think they're just in line.
They're not.
They're in line.
I think they went on a date.
Okay. I don't think they're dating. Maybe they had a business meeting.
What business are they attending to?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is she working?
That's
what
Brad
business
said.
I wonder what like Angelina Jolie's
they
day
were
day
a business.
Is these days.
Right? Like, who is she actually? How much hands-on momming is she doing is what I want to know.
I feel like she's probably hands-on. I get hands-on vibes from her.
I don't get hands-on vibes from her at all.
Really?
Not at all. I get incredibly hands-off vibes from her.
I feel like she'd be hands-on in, like, artistic endeavors, but not in, like, the day-to-day.
I cannot see her even interacting with the child in my head.
You know, it's interesting. I feel like they're from a time of like when celebrities were, they didn't have Instagram or anything. So they just seem more like elusive. Do you know what I mean? So you feel like you don't know. I don't feel like I know Jennifer Aniston or Angelina Jolie in the way that I know any young like actor or musician that's like posting on Instagram. Like they do feel much more like removed from you. It seems like.
Which is what I feel like that makes them, the allure so great.
Yeah, it's better to know less.
That's why when you see them in the hotel,
I respect them more because I don't know as much about them.
I don't know anything. Yeah. And I think also that's like Beyonce has done well also. She's like kind of stayed out of like she just does sort of artistic Instagrams and it's less and she just seems more, you know, mystical.
Okay, unpopular opinion. I think Beyonce is not good at social media.
That's not unpopular.
Well, she doesn't on it really. Well, I wonder.
She doesn't need to be.
My other question is, like, I wonder if, like, you could, they're both from a different, or all of them are from, like, a generation where they started before this was a thing. But it's like, could you become big these days without that? Like, could you get to that level without all the social stuff?
Social.
Well, I think a reason that you maybe couldn't is not because, like, you couldn't be good enough. But I think because, like, the gatekeepers in the industry make you go on social media. Like, for example, to get a book deal, you need, like,
and they're not
a
big enough
followers
to be like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. And also on TikTok, there was like a whole thing, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, that record labels were making musicians like make TikToks because the record, I guess the word reached the executives that TikTok is a great place to go viral for music. So they sent down the mandate that like artists have to make TikToks now. And they're like, we're telling them to make like certain amount per week.
Which it made sense so much about like Lizzo's like whole song and that she was like really pushing down. Your throat. And it's so funny because that song like came on, like I was in a workout class and it came on and I was like, I don't know this song. Like, is this a new Lizzo song? And then the chorus came, which is from the TikTok. And I was like, oh my God, it's this song. And then the rest of the song, I literally had no idea how it went, which is like.
Well, yeah, I guess it works. But I think, yeah, I think that no one, you're not going to be able to be big enough to where you can sit, like you can have enough star power already to be like, okay, I'm Marcus Mumford. I'm not doing anything I don't want to do because I don't need to.
Well, it's just like, where would you blow up? Actually, yeah, that's not true. Point. You just named like a band example. Like, I think if you're like a band and you come from like a music scene, you could without social media.
Still probably harder.
But you have to have like grassroots fans before like you get big, essentially.
Yeah, I could see that. Speaking of Marcus Mumford is going solo. I don't know if there's Mumford's fans here.
So is he dropping the whole band or just that guy?
No. The guy left Mumford.
Oh, okay.
And now he's just going solo. I think they just kind of were like, all right, that's the next phase. Maybe we'll reconvene. I'm making this up, this part, but like, we'll see what happens. But I think it's kind of exciting, but I'm sad. It's my favorite band.
Yeah. But still listen to the songs. They don't get
I guess band, are there any bands that stay together like forever?
I mean, the Grateful Dead is like still going, like so many iterations. I mean, they change and like evolve, but like they're still doing the same songs and they still have like two of the same original band members from the original Grateful Dead.
Only two?
Well, one of them died. Maybe more of them died even.
Oh, that's why.
The main guy, Jerry Garcia, died.
It probably just depends on like how well the group gets along and not at all about like their staying power.
Yeah. I think it's kind of both. Really? I think it's like also the fandom. Like they still have fans who follow them around. Like, they don't care that Jerry Garcia died. They're like, Dave Matthews is still going. Avi and his dad are going to a concert in, like, 2 weeks or something.
Billy Joel's still very much. He's not a band.
He doesn't have a band, though. Yeah. Dave Matthews' band.
The E Street Band. Bruce Springsteen's band is, like, most largely still together.
I want to be in a band.
What are you going to play? You were in a band. You were in a band.
You didn't even want to play.
I didn't like it. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know if we would like, you know, compare those two situations.
It'd be so
like
cool.
School band.
It'd
like
be so cool to have a
Dave
good voice.
Matthews band.
How great would it be to like have like an amazing voice? If I could like pick a talent, I think that would be.
I've thought about that too because I have a terrible voice. But then I'm like, there are so many good voices in the world. Why would mine be any special? It's just nice to be able to sing.
It's a hypothetical. So it's like,
it's just nice to be able to sing without sounding
like an
asshole.
If you had like one talent that was so good.
I know. My voice is so bad too. The three of us.
Well, that's why.
Yeah, we're not. It's not going to be our venture. Maybe moving company. Definitely
voices
not.
Voices for podcasting.
Yeah, voices.
Do you remember we were going to do an April Fool's thing where we said we were going to start a cover band for. No, the cover band for what was that thing? They're like.
Did Alexa just crawl behind you?
Yeah, she crawled.
Come on. What was that song like? Come on now.
When did this plan happen?
This was like when we were in the other office. We were like, we thought it'd be like a joke to like tell our PR team that we wanted to come out as like we were starting a band, a cover band for what is that? What are they called?
Patti Smith.
Fleetwood Mac.
Patti Smith cover band.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I love
Alien on the Sax. Like,
yeah. Us on.
Yeah, we would not do nothing. Well with a cover band unless it was like a parody, like Weird Al type.
No, cover it situation. Would even still be, I think, too unpleasant to listen to. Like, unless we completely changed it.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip is out today. It's on streaming.
And this is with the people who are no longer on the regular shows, right?
It has Jill Zarin. It has Taylor Armstrong. It has Vicky Gunvalson.
Okay.
I think Tamra's in it. Dorinda's in it.
They're going to Bluestone Manor.
And there's a lot of like drama with like, with like Dorinda and Vicky or something. I saw some headlines there.
No, Teddy's not in it.
No, but Teddy did. There was some real big clapback like yesterday. Teddy posted.
It was about like the cancer, something about like a show where somebody faked cancer. Sounds familiar.
Yes, and then Vicky wrote something back that was like, "At least I have 14 seasons, and you have 3." And then Teddy wrote back like, "Where were you on January 6th?" Which is like very,
it's kind of funny.
It's very interesting. Like, where was she on January 6th?
Vicky also tagged Tamra, and then Tamra's like, why did you bring
why me
into
this?
Okay.
No, but this show.
They're doing a good job building some buzz for this show, but I do feel like it's sort of like the washed up desperate people who are just desperate for fame.
I feel weird about this show. I feel like it's one of those shows that you're supposed to like dream and talk about that's going to happen. You're supposed to be excited about the idea of the show. But the fact that the show is happening, I'm really scared
to watch.
Well,
it's just like, well, let's put together a group of people that we've rejected for regular stints on your TV screen and put them together because they're all desperate for fame. So let's see what happens.
Whatever the market will bear. They offered them a paycheck. They didn't have to say yes.
Right.
I don't think it's about the paycheck. I think it's about the fame.
Being relevant.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. If they're like, I'm on 14 season, yours on 3. It's not a battle for money. I don't think they're like, oh, I really need the money. None of them seem like
relevance.
It's more, yeah. And that's the sad
part. Like the most relevant of the least relevant.
Well, I also think some of it is potentially like an audition for if like they want to bring them back.
It's like, or they could do this again. Also, okay, I just realized the reason that Vicky tagged Tamara is because she's Teddy's co-host of the podcast.
Right, right.
And so she, I think, was like, come get your girl.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Isn't it funny that Teddy and Tamara have a podcast together? Like,
I've never listened to it, but Dylan, I think, once said, or one of his guests said on his show, that it's like an interesting dynamic and that it actually kind of works in some way. So
I think it does pretty well, so.
Because, neither of them like are shy to share their opinion. The thing also, like, Lisa Rinna is posting crazy stuff this season and said, like, bring back Teddy Mellencamp. She was a great housewife. And then she wrote next line, like, Eileen Davidson, too. She was fabulous. Meanwhile, like, Eileen was supposed to be like, her best friend. I loved Eileen.
She was too normal for the show.
Yeah, that's why I liked her.
She was very normal. She was nice. It was cool to see her, but it was also, I could see why they got rid of her. She wasn't doing anything abnormal.
She was great. So it's out now. Oh my God, I'm kind of excited to watch it.
I feel like it's going to be bad, but, or maybe it'll be good because, again, all these people really need this.
But your expectations are lower. That's how
But then
want
it's going to be like fake drama. I don't know. I'm excited to see Dorinda again because I miss her.
Yeah. Why did they get rid of Dorinda? She was like pretty good.
She had a really rough season.
She was too mean to Tinsley?
Yeah.
She did. She was quite mean to Tinsley.
I think she was also difficult for like the producers.
She was going through a hard time. She was drinking a lot. She was broke up with John.
That sounds like great TV, though. I'm surprised they were like, "Oh, if you're going like you're going through a hard time, like I don't want we don't no one wants to see that."
Isn't she said that crazy thing about like she really offended Andy?
He said that wasn't why, but like I don't know if he's just saying that. But
I think she was having a rough time, and she even said that on her reunion.
She should just say sorry to Tinsley, and she can come back.
Okay, Andy.
No, she was just so mean to her. She was like making fun of the fact that she was gonna do like IVF or something. It was just like so mean for no reason.
It was a turkey baster thing that I think that, and then I really think she was kind of difficult to the production. Like if that's how she acted towards her co-star on camera, imagine how she was behind the scenes. And I think that's partially why, but I also think they would have her back. Just they needed to give her like a minute.
Right. Oh, I saw Bethany posted something with Jill Zarin on a plane.
Oh yeah, they were on a plane together.
I was surprised by that. I feel like Bethany hates Jill. I was very confused.
She went to Bobby's funeral.
That was like 5 years ago. But then it was weird, though. I feel like it was like it didn't go smoothly.
They weren't like... Yeah.
When I saw that, I was like, what am I looking at? Like, the two of them on the plane.
They just happened to be on the same plane. What are the chances? Also, imagine being on the plane and being like, it wasn't what?
It wasn't an accident, I don't think.
It seemed like it was.
They were on a private plane. It's also interesting to me.
No, it wasn't. It was first.
That that's still a thing because like, they were on the show together for what, like 2 seasons? Like, who's that invested in their friendship? And if they're going to be friends, like, I don't care. Like, oh, like they have to get, they rekindle the friendship. Like, that was like Bethany and Jill Zarin.
They were only on for 2 seasons together?
The two of them. I think so, right?
I think 3.
What?
2 or 3.
I think they got into the fight on like this, on season like 3.
Season 2.
Or season 3. Season 2, maybe.
Was Scary Island season 3? Because if so, it was 3 seasons.
I feel like, I thought they were on together for so long. No?
No. I don't think so, because Jill was off. Hasn't been on in like many years.
Well, I'm excited to watch the show. We have lots of things to catch up on when we get
home. Scary Island was season 3.
Season 3.
So then it had to be 3 together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Jill was only on 3 seasons.
Yeah. She wasn't on for that long.
Yet she left.
Well, she has lasting power. Then do you have to give her that much?
Yeah, I mean, people still talk about her like all the time. So she definitely like made her mark.
I guess it's also very memorable. Like also like Alex McCord, everybody remembers.
And Bethany and Jill were, I think, like the first like duo of friends that were really close. People loved them and then they broke up. So and then after that, like,
I feel like Sonia and Ramona are a way more iconic duo.
But they weren't yet because Sonia wasn't even on the show till season
Season two, I think she came on.
I think they're like a little Tweedledee, Tweedledum. Like, I think Bethany and Jill are more like two, like, type A personalities that, like, really butt heads.
They were the first, like, besties of Housewives.
Right.
In the OC, there was not yet.
And then the dynamics, like, shifted and it got really crazy.
Yeah.
That was really iconic. I loved it.
Also, like, you weren't going to get, like, that famous at the time. Like, I think because Housewives was so new, it wasn't like they knew what they were getting into. And
but
Jill
then they
was
did
kind
get
of
really
like,
famous. And then it was like weirdness because one was more famous than the other. And then it was that created the weirdness. It was interesting to see early days of like reality TV fame and getting into your head.
Well, I think that like Jill had the upper hand. Like she was the more like, not like power. Like, yeah,
she was
richer.
Like
the more
Bethany
richer,
was like
powerful
super poor
one.
Her first two seasons.
Yeah. And then she like took Bethany under her wing. And then Bethany became like the more popular or
it was very
also
like Regina
wealthy.
George. I like invented her.
Yeah. It literally is that dynamic. And that's also why I think people are interested in it.
Well, I'm excited to watch that.
That's it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
You can follow me at Aileen.
And I'm at Sammy. And please leave us a rating and a review if you're enjoying the show. DM us if you have any feedback. And we will talk to you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.